Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Yuma Daf Yud Gimel, the first parak, Shivas Yamin. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three daf's are going to focus on number one. When Rabbi Yehuda stated in the opening mission that Beis Din should prepare a second wife for the Kohen Gadol, in the event that the first one dies, the Chachamim responded, Im ken ein lo davar sof. If so, there's no end to the matter, meaning that if we must be concerned of the first wife's sudden death, then we would have to prepare for the possibility that the second wife might suddenly die as well. The Gemara questions why the Chachamim do not apply this objection to their own position, that we need to prepare a second Kohen Gadol in the event that the first Kohen Gadol might become Tameh. They should need to prepare a substitute for the substitute, for it's likely that he might become Tameh too. The Gemara answers Kohen Gadol Zarisu. A Kohen Gadol is conscientious to remain Tahor, and therefore it's unlikely that a second Kohen Gadol will be needed. When the Gemara questions why then a substitute is required at all if the Kohen Gadol is a Zaris, it answers, Kevin David and Sarah, Kol Shekin de Mizdaris Tvei. Since we prepare a rival for him, he will soon be even more conscientious about not becoming Tameh and seeing his rival take over. Point number two, the Gemara questions Rabbi Yehuda's position that a second wife needs to be prepared for the Kohen Gadol in the event that the first one dies. Beso Amar Chamana, Bahachulof Beso. The Torah said, and he shall atone for himself and for his household, referring to his wife. Whereas this woman, who is not yet married to him, is not considered his household. The Gemara continues that if, in fact, he married her before Yantiv, there'd be another problem, as the word Beso implies that he has one wife, not two. After rejecting numerous solutions, the Gemara finally arrives at an effective solution. He says to wife number two, this is your get on condition that wife number one does not die. He says to wife number one, this is your get on condition that I enter a Beis Knesses on Yom Kippur. If neither wife dies, wife number two was divorced all along since wife number one did not die, and he remains married to wife number one since her get was canceled because he did not walk into a shul. If wife number two dies, she was divorced all along since the condition of her get, that wife number one did not die, was fulfilled, and he remains married to wife number one since her get was canceled as he did not walk into a shul. If wife number one dies, then wife number two's get is canceled, since the condition was not fulfilled. If wife number one dies on Yom Kippur, then the Kohen Gadol, seeing that she's about to die, steps into a shul and validates her get, so that she was divorced all along and he was only married to wife number two. Point number three, it's time to brace a Kohen Gadol makriv onen ve'eino ochel. A Kohen Gadol brings karbanos while he's an onen, but he doesn't eat them, Rabbi Yehuda says, kol hayom, the entire day. After Rabbah's first interpretation of Yehuda is rejected, he provides a second explanation. Rabbi Yehuda meant to say that the Kohen Gadol may not serve the entire day of his aninas because of a gezerah lest he comes to eat of kadshim, which is forbidden. Rabbah clarifies that on Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yehuda would permit the Kohen Gadol to serve in the event that his wife dies, as he will not come to eat when no one else is eating. So once again, the 3 points are number one. When Rabbi Yehuda stated in the opening mission that Beis Din should prepare a second wife for the Kohen Gadol in the event that the first one dies, the Chachamim responded, Im ken ein lo davar sof. If so, there's no end to the matter. Meaning that if we must be concerned of the first wife's sudden death, then we would have to prepare for the possibility that the second wife might suddenly die as well. The Gemara questions why the Chachamim do not apply this objection to their own position that we need to prepare a second Kohen Gadol in the event that the first Kohen Gadol might become Tameh. They should need to prepare a substitute for a substitute, for it's likely that he might become Tameh too. The Gemara answers, Kohen Gadol Zarisu. A Kohen Gadol is conscientious to remain Tahor, and therefore it's unlikely that a second Kohen Gadol will be needed. When the Gemara questions why then a substitute is required at all, if the Kohen Gadol is a Zaris, it answers, Kevin de Abdin and Sarah Kol Shekein de Mizdaris Tfei. Since we prepare a rival for him, he will soon be even more conscientious about not becoming Tameh and seeing his rival take over. Point number two, the Gemara questions Rabbi Yehuda's position that a second wife needs to be prepared for the Kohen Gadol in the event that the first one dies. Beso Amar Chamana, Bahachla Beso. The Torah said, and he shall atone for himself and for his household, referring to his wife, whereas this woman who is not yet married to him is not considered his household. The Gemara continues that if, in fact, he married her before Yom Kippur, there'd be another problem, as the word Beso implies that he has one wife, not two. So after rejecting numerous solutions, the Gemara finally arrives at an effective solution. He says to wife number two, this is your get on condition that wife number one does not die. He says to wife number one, this is your get on condition that I enter a Beis Knesses on Yom Kippur. Now, if neither wife dies, wife number two was divorced all along, since wife number one did not die, and he remains married to wife number one, since her get was canceled because he did not walk into a shul. If wife number two dies, she was divorced all along since the condition of her get, that wife number one did not die, was fulfilled, and he remains married to wife number one since her get was canceled as he did not walk into a shul. If wife number one dies, then wife number two's get is canceled since the condition was not fulfilled. If wife number one dies on Yom Kippur, then the Kohen Gadol, seeing that she's about to die, steps into a shul and validates her get so that she was divorced all along and he was only married to wife number two. And point number three, it was taught in a braisa, Kohen Gadol makriv onen ve'ino ochel. A Kohen Gadol brings karbanos while he is an onen, but he doesn't eat them. Rav Yehuda says, kol hayom, the entire day. After Rava's first interpretation, Rav Yehuda is rejected, he provides a second explanation. Lomar she'ino ovid kol hayom gezer shem yochel. Rav Yehuda meant to say that the Kohen Gadol may not serve the entire day of his anitas because of a gezerah, lest he comes to eat of kachim, which is forbidden. Rava clarifies that on Yom Kippur, Rav Yehuda would permit the Kohen Gadol to serve in the event that his wife dies, as he will not come to eat when no one else is eating. All right, so now we go to our Simra Daf Yud Gimel, and our standard Simra is a Bar Mitzvah Bachar, a Bar Mitzvah boy. So here goes. When the Bar Mitzvah boy saw his rival waiting to give his pshetel in the wings, he decided to really impress the crowd with his pilpul on what a Kohen Gadol says to two wives prior to Yom Kippur, and why he continues to serve and won't come to eat if one of them dies. Once again, in slow motion. When the Bar Mitzvah boy, Bar Mitzvah boy, that must be more on Daf Yud Gimel. When the Bar Mitzvah boy saw his rival waiting to give his pshetel in the wings, which reminds us that when Rav Yehuda stated in the opening mission the Beis Din should prepare a second wife for the Kohen Gadol in event that the first one dies, the Chachamim respond, Im ken, ein lo davar so, if so, there's no end to the matter, meaning that if we must be concerned of the first wife's sudden death, then we would have to prepare for the possibility that the second wife might suddenly die as well. So the Gemara questions why the Chachamim don't apply this objection to their own position that we need to prepare a second Kohen Gadol in the event that the first Kohen Gadol might become Tameh. They should need to prepare a substitute for it's likely that he might become Tameh too. The Gemara answers Kohen Gadol Zarisu, a Kohen Gadol is conscientious to remain Tameh, and therefore it's unlikely that a second Kohen Gadol will be needed. When the Gemara questions why then a substitute is required at all, if the Kohen is a Zaris, it answers Kevin de Avdin and Sara, Koshechei de Mizdarif Tveh. Since we prepare a rival for him, we'll certainly be even more conscientious about not becoming Tameh and seeing his rival take over. So when the Bar Mitzvah boy saw his rival waiting to give his pshetel on the wings, he decided to really impress the crowd with his pilpul on what a Kohen Gadol says to two wives prior to Yom Kippur, which reminds us. The Gemara questions Rabbi Yehuda's position that a second wife needs to be prepared for the Kohen Gadol in the event that the first one dies. Beso Amar Chamana v'Hachla Beso, the Torah said, and he shall atone for himself and for his household, referring to his wife, whereas this woman, who's not yet married to him, is not considered his household. The Gemara continues that if, in fact, he married her before Yom Kippur, there'd be another problem, that the word Beso implies that he has another wife and not two. So after rejecting numerous solutions, the Gemara finally arrives at an effective solution. He says to wife number two, this is your get on condition that wife number one does not die. He says, wife number one, this is your get on condition that I enter a Beis Knesses on Yom Kippur. If neither wife dies, wife number two was divorced all along since wife number one did not die. And he remains married to wife number one since her get was canceled because he didn't walk into a shul. If wife number two dies, she was divorced all along since the condition of her get that wife number one did not die was fulfilled. And he remains married to wife number one since her get was canceled as he did not walk into a shul. If wife number one dies, then wife number two's get is canceled since the condition was not fulfilled. If wife number one dies in Yom Kippur, then the Kohen Gadol, seeing that she's about to die, steps into a shul and validates her get so that she was divorced all along and he was only married to wife number two. So when the Bar Mitzvah boy saw his rival waiting to give his pshetel in the wings, he decided to really impress the crowd with his pilpul on what a Kohen Gadol says to two wives prior to Yom Kippur and why he continues to serve and won't come to eat if one of them dies. Which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, Kohen Gadol makriv onen ve'eino ochel. A Kohen Gadol brings karbanas while he's an onen, but he does not eat them. Rav Yehuda says, kol hayom, the entire day. After Rav's first interpretation, Rav Yehuda is rejected, he provides a second explanation. Lomar she'eino ovid kol hayom gezer shem yochel. Rav Yehuda meant to say that the Kohen Gadol may not serve the entire day of his aninas because of a gezerah, lest he comes to eat of kachim, which is forbidden. Rav clarifies that on Yom Kippur, Rav Yehuda would permit the Kohen Gadol to serve in the event that his wife dies, as he will not come to eat when no one else is eating. So once again, when the Bar Mitzvah boy saw his rival waiting to give his pshetel in the wings, he decided to really impress the crowd with his pilpul on what a Kohen Gadol says to two wives prior to Yom Kippur, and why he continues to serve and won't come to eat if one of them dies. All right, so that concludes the shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin, wishing you a great day and great learning.